Все очень иначе.
What have we to hide?
She said no, baby.
Christine, you're free.
Wait till the time
when
is
will
right.
That be? It's an engagement, not a crime.
You give me my faces.
Let's not argue. Please pretend.
I can only hope you
will understand in time.
What, Mike? Yes, ma'am. We don't take a doctor's with a BM in it. Disciples. It's a big. This you, Miss Tracy? We do what, baby? Eastwood School for Girls. Is this a serious call?
Yes, this is.
It's not the manager. You have to call back. No, baby. Okay, what about him? Did you what? Keep chickens on her bed? She said no, baby. This is Miss Tracy. This is not Miss Tracy. This is Miss Tracy. You give me Miss Tracy. This is Miss Tracy. This is not Miss Tracy. Who is this? I ain't got time for games. Now-
Hey!
thing on. I think so. Lesbian Madge. Oh. Why am I playing this? Just a sex cunt. Where's my phone? I have to turn off this New Yorker interview. I mean, the Daily. He has a virus. I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice to listen to a podcast that isn't about COVID? And then, you know, it's like story time, the New York Times, story time, right, for the Daily. And I'm thinking, oh, this should be very nice, you know, we've got the story. And then 2 seconds into the story, she's like, oh, this canoer or a kayaker had a virus. I forget it. I'll just grunt. Anyway, I'm Lesbian Madge here. I hope my levels aren't too high, but today we're going to be cooking. I'm washing my hands, even though I just did. Because we're going to make sauerkrauts. Your hands have to be very clean for the sauerkraut. Because it's a fermenting kind of thing. So, here's what we finished to do. First, I'm scrubbing the pots. I mean, the drawer. And then I have to check the Andrew Cuomo C-SPAN feed to see if he's done. Because what I do every day now, part of my one of my volunteer activities for some reason, is I download the C-SPAN recording from Cuomo every single day. He talks every single day. And then I take the audio and I put it on. I give it to Dave Weiner, who puts it in the Cuomo podcast feed, which you can listen to it on the iTunes or any of those podcasters, even though it's hard to find. Anyway, I don't know why you would, but if you want to, there it is. Why did I agree to it? Because he asked for a volunteer, and I thought, wouldn't that be a nice thing to do? Like, to be useful in some way without actually having to do very much. Certainly not risk any life, which is what the essential workers are doing. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is dry my hands. So this is a non-COVID cast, I think. I'm going to try anyway, because I podcatch, and everything's about I don't want to say the C word, so I'm like, fuck this, you know? Why is that so hard? Anyways, I'll try, but I'll probably fail. Anyway, I'm a hypocrite. So I've got this cabbage. It's green. She's very tight. Just rinsing it. I already washed it, of course, when I brought it in from the grocery store. But, so what we do is first we peel off the outer leaves and we save them because we're going to use them for later in order to sort of plug up the drawer. So you're using a big mason jar here. And, so I'm taking off these outer leaves and I'm setting them aside for later, basically, for later. I noticed that that's something a lot of Northern European, the Germanic types like Dutch and... I peeled too much off. And like Germans say, it's kind of a funny joke, which I've always appreciated, which if you suggest something enticing, like, but it's not really enticing, like let's say I say like, okay, so let's say you're at a bar and the bartender puts out some toothpicks. You say, oh, new toothpicks. The bartender says, oh, that's for later. You understand the meaning? That's how you use it. Well, that's for later. Something non-excited, pretending it's exciting. Okay, so we're cutting the cabbage in half. Oh, she's so tight. Okay, cut her in half. I'm going to turn these lights on because... And by the way, I have to keep checking to make sure these batteries don't die because I'm still using these Sears and Roebuck batteries that just don't last that long. And I've got 3 devices. Remember, I tried it without the wires, but I'm back to wireless now because that's just the Finch Turd story there. Okay. So now I'm cutting off the yucky from the cabbage, the little wart thing at the base, whatever you call it. The wart thing. Okay. Pulling out the wart thing. at the base. About that base. About that base. And then fingering my little cunt out. Does everybody here have a cunt? Or do some of you have penises? All right. There we go. There we go. So now I have two howls. I'm going to set one aside. Now I'm going to get me a bowl. But I have a small apartment. I Christ on a stick, which means we have bowls inside of bowls. So I have to take the inside bowls out of the biggest bowl. And we're using a porcelain bowl. You're not supposed to use the stainless steel or the, what do you call that thing? Aluminum? No, it's got to be a porcelain kind of thing. Because of the, I don't know why. It's just, this is a hand-me-down recipe. I've never Googled it. I just do it. What is that? Oh, shit. It looks like my levels are too high. Are my levels too high? Let me check. Christ on a stick. Hello, are my levels too high? My levels too high? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. All right, so anyway, my levels aren't too high. Lockdown with the Kaisers. Half hour till we're live with Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert. So, you really should follow them. I mean, these people are like, when it comes to being right about finding... Oh, fuck you. I wasn't talking to you. Jesus Christ, she's so fucking nosy. All right. Anyway, what was I talking about? They're just right about so many things. I mean, Stacey is a great news source. If you just follow her Twitter sheet, it's like, you just get great news. Without, you know, real news. And then, if you watch their show, they're just brilliant when it comes to finance. They're mostly talking over my head. Many of you know I used to edit that show in France a long time ago. Well, I edit only one day a week, and another guy edited 2 days a week. I mean, not another guy. I'm a guy. I mean, I'm a lesbian. Fuck me. All right, so what I'm doing is I'm slicing my vagina. I mean, that'd be horrible. I'm slicing the cabbage, so I sliced basically a quarter of the cabbage into thin across the slices. Now I'm going to sort of dice it a little just to make it. I just want it to be very fluffy and lesbian, and this is a good cabbage. The last one I did, probably a week ago, was a red cabbage, and the problem was it was so fucking hard. It was so hard to cut. This one is very juicy. Not juicy, but just juicy. Oh, cabbage. So I'm putting this quarter into my little holder. The bowl is a holder. And then we finished be putting salt on that. Where's the salt? I'm going to use these pink Himalaya crystals because everybody loves Himalayan salts these days. You notice how people have those fucking salt lamps and they think it heals them or something? Like, what? And then we get a pandemic and it's like, well, your salt lamp really helped. That shit, right? If you get a salt lamp, I would think no COVID. I wonder if people tried salt lamps for COVID. Anyway, so I'm slicing more of this. Slicing my cabbage. Crossways and lengthways. Is that what you say? Lengthwise. And doing that, fingering my vagina virtually by using my brain, thinking like, wouldn't it be nice to finger my cunt? But I ain't finna be doing that. You know what I miss? What do I miss, honestly? Let me think about that. To be honest, not much. I'm doing good, you know. I'm a hermit, so I adjust well, and I just figure this is the way it is, and I can't be in a position where I think about when is quarantine going to end and looking forward to quarantine ending, because then you're not living your life, right? Then you're just living for later. What's the point of that? And when you're an old woman, such as myself, you really don't have time for that. I mean, you just have to say, okay, well, here it is. I guess I'll make some sauerkraut, chakrut, in quarantine. Finch turd. And, you know, finger my vagina maybe a little later. We'll see how all that go. Yes. So I'm cutting my kibosh. I sure am. Yeah, it looks good. But this part seems a little less nice than the other half. I don't know why that would be. Probably just me. Why would half or one half of it? It's really, this is a different quarter. Maybe I sliced it in a different direction. But I don't remember which direction I sliced. I don't know if cabbage has a grain. It certainly does have something resembling a grain. I don't know if you'd call it a grain. Would you? Could you? All right. Anyway. All right. So yesterday we went biking downtown, and it was beautiful weather. But then everything was closed, like the outdoor spaces were closed. Even like the steps of the museum downtown were closed. Couldn't even go on the steps to just sit. And I guess the reason is because then a million people would. And then, you know, so all the parks were closed, except the one at the Viagra Square. That was open, which is Jism. Did I say Jism? Ah, fuck me. The goddamn fucking wire got caught. It's fucking shit. Fucking wires. I need a good mic that's like a lav mic that's Bluetoothy and works well for this grum. Because this is a pain in the ass. I should check out what's available. Maybe they have better equipment now that everybody and their mother are podcasting. So, yeah. All right. Let's see. So now what we do is, I've done half the cabbage. It's in the bowl. I poured a decent amount of Himalayan salt on it. And now I'm just mooshing it with my hands. And this is really the important process, because apparently to get this shit to work, and again, I've never verified this, I just do what I've been told to do by my priestess. And because this is a lesbian food. Sauerkraut. I don't know if it's kimchi. I don't know if it's the same thing. Some things I don't Google deliberately because I don't want to remove the mystique. You know, the mystery of that which is my cabbage. So anyway, so it's very cold. I'm squeezing it. I'm kneading it. Kind of like a loaf of bread. Not really like bread because that kneading, it's like I'm just squeezing. I'm turning and I'm squeezing. I'm turning and I'm squeezing. I'm turning and I'm squeezing. And I recommend this because it's therapeutic to make things with your hands. I'm turning, I'm squeezing. I'm turning, I'm squeezing. I'm turning, I'm squeezing. You know? By the way, terrible news that from the podcasting space. A very devoted, longtime listener named Matt Peters died, apparently. Very sad. And he was a very kind person, very funny, contributed to the show. Made videos mocking Simply Sarah called Simply Fat. And wonderful person. When I was in the poor, he bought dog food for me. Can you imagine that? And then I don't know what happened, but he's no longer with us, and unfortunately. And I'm out of communique with the Facebook people since I got rid of Facebook, so. And I just don't feel like, I miss it sometimes, but I just can't bring myself to going back to Facebook. The whole platform just feels so wrong. And it feels really good to not participate in something that wrong, meaning Facebook. I was thinking I could put a bulletin board on the Yeast Radio website. It's pretty easy to do, but I don't think anyone will use it. Well, I could try, I suppose. I could always take it down. But that website, it's so, I don't know. I don't spend a lot of money on it, so when you try to ask it for more juice, it generally flubs out, you know what I'm saying? It goes putters out. Take that one off. All right, so we're going to do the another quarter of the cabbage. Okay, so here. So we'll put the one quarter here and slice to the side again. slicing it. See, this slice is better. Maybe I sliced it the wrong way because I was so busy on my podcast the second quarter of that first half. Did I say that right? This is sports. Gator. Gator. Flumquist. Iced. Umishtachavim lefnei melech. It's so weird growing up Jewish because you learn to basically speak Hebrew without understanding it. At least I did. So you get these words in your head and you really have no idea what they mean because it's not a complicated language. Maybe I'm just bad at it. But I took it for like 3 years for my bar mitzvah. Bat mitzvah, of course, I'm in Bat. And then I even studied it in college. But for some reason, people always told me, oh, you're so good with languages, you're so good with languages. But I never learned any, so I think it was just a lie. Like, I think my parents told me that in order to create something that wasn't there. Like, well, she sucks at math. Actually, I didn't. She sucks at everything. But my problem wasn't that. It's just that I've always been lazy. I don't want to think. You know what I mean? So I think it's different from being dumb when you're just lazy. I hate to be lazy intellectually because that reminds me of George W. Bush, who apparently the internet is upset about because he released some videos or something, and all these Democrats are saying how great he is because he's not Trump. And one of my favorite Twitter people, Prison Culture, she said, how long is it going to be before Trump, you know, is sort of idealized in the past? I've been saying that for a long time, that Trump will be like the Reagan of the future. You know, they're just going to reverse history. Because people hated Reagan when he was alive. People were protesting him constantly. More than now. More than now, because with AIDS, people were doing death-ins all the time, and he wouldn't even mention the word AIDS. I think it took him like 5 years. From like 1982 to 1987 before he mentioned it. That's because his friend Rock Hudson, or Nancy's friend, died of it, so they finally had to talk about it. I mean, I think that's what happened. Oh, wait, there's one more quarter of cabosh. Fuck me. Fuck my BP, bitch pussy. Anyway, really sad to lose Mets. Though he had, like, the most striking resemblance to Widow Von Food. I mean, Widow Von Du from the RuPaul's Drag Race Season 12. And then she got eliminated, and then someone texted me and said, oh, Matt died. I thought, well, maybe they're the same person. Can that be something? Maybe Matt Peters really was Widow Von Food. She got eliminated and then killed. Oh, well, I don't know what happened. See, now I'm just being nasty. I guess that's inappropriate, right? Because I don't know. I heard he died in his sleep, so hopefully it was peaceful. I don't deal with death well. I've had a lot of it in my life. You know what I mean? I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know. So I make untimely jokes about it, I suppose. But, you know, we do what we can. We do what we can. We're just trying to live our lives. We do what we can. We're just people. I realize Schitt's Creek has 13 episodes this season. I thought it had ended at like 10. So I'm watching that. I like that it's gotten very popular. It's a fun show. It's nice to see finally that Catherine O'Hara gets mainstream and Eugene Levy get mainstream recognition. Though it mostly goes to Catherine O'Hara and not to Eugene Levy, what I see. Because she's so campy. But, you know, you have to have the other sort of straight person type personalities in order to balance her off. So don't underestimate the importance of Eugene Levy, because he's fucking amazing. If you ever want to just a good time to understand, I think I've talked about it before, the history of like improvisational and sketch comedy, you have to watch SCTV. They had a lot of episodes on YouTube. It was late 70s while Saturday Night Live was getting popular. And it was done by the Canadian troupe of Second City, I believe, in Toronto, Turdranto, and just a great show. And the main difference between that and Saturday Night Live was in the name, that it was, well, two things. First of all, Saturday Night Live was live, still is. And it had a live audience. And SCTV was not live, and there was no live audience. And there's no laugh track. I don't think there was a laugh track. Was there? Jeez. Isn't that crazy? I don't remember. And I've watched so many episodes of her. All right, so we've done the four loaves, all the cabbage. Then I'm going to finna sprinkle some more girdle on top. Yeah, girdle. Not girdle. No, I have to wash my hands again because I dried them with a hand towel. And with this, you have to be very careful to not get things contaminated. So I have to wash my hands again because I don't want to get it contaminated. And I have to use a paper towel to dry them. It's so weird. I just caught myself talking to the cabbage. Like the cabbage was you, audience. Like somehow the microphone is hidden in the cabbage or something. Or worse still, the cabbage is the microphone. You know what I mean? Like, or the cabbage is the audience. All right. That ain't right. Okay, so I put salt on the cabbage. It's full, so it's going to be tricky to squeeze because we don't want to make too much of a mess. So we squeeze and we squeeze and we squeeze and we squeeze. And the object is you want to squeeze it and then it breaks down. It becomes a little soft. And then my vagina swells up and I stick it in there. And then I sort of, you know, using a soft pushing gesture, I guess, you push as much cabbage as you can into your vagina. The salt hurts, though, but what happens is it kind of puckers. And when your vagina puckers, it's a good feeling and a bad feeling at the same time. But it sort of creates the sexual wanting, like a very physical vaginal wanting. Yeah, wanting, needing, justify this here, cabbage. Yeah, I just realized I am talking to you, cabbage, like you're the audience, cabbage. It's funny because, it really is funny, I just remember when I was in the Girl Scouts, I was a little girl, and I had to perform a magic show, right? For the whole elementary school, I had to do a magic show, well, with my troop. And the teachers, it's not Cub Scouts, of course, I'm a woman. The brownie leader, what do you call her? The leader? The mother, maybe? I don't know, whatever. She said, Madge, Lil Madge, L-I-apostrophe-L, Madge. She said, here's the trick. Just remember, the audience is all cabbage heads. And that stuck with me ever since. And now, that's probably why I'm talking to a cabbage. Although she's rather shredded. She is shredded, girl. She is shredded. Mm-hmm. She sure is. Okay. Yeah, she's getting a little mushy. And sometimes they get a little rubbery, which I try to prevent. But noticeably, it's very cold. My cabbage is very cold. Very cold. So we were talking about Andrea. Oh, the Schitt's Creek. Very good show. And what else? The Drag Race this year. I have to say, oh, fuck. I have cabbage on my hand. I'm recording. All right. So anyway, here we are. Mixing my cabbage up. It's going to be wonderful. It's getting very soft. Very lesbian. Very mushy. Oh, lovely. So what we basically want to do is we want to get it soft enough to the point where my vagina... What? Oh, yeah, puckers the vagina. Oh, no, that was before. Where it has a little juice in the bottom. So I'm waiting for the juice to... Oh, there we got some juice. So that's good. We got juice in the bottom. You see how the pussy metaphor works for me on this here cabbage? So basically, it's getting juicy. We're getting close, so I'm squeezing it some more. More juice. More bussy. We're going to get it real nice. And what happens is, after we get it real nice, we're going to put it into the mason jar. It's a larger mason jar. And I got these silicone lids for it. Because those fucking metal ones are so goddamn hard to take off when you're doing this, because what happens is it ferments and you get this gas and you have to fart. That's why it's fun, but you have to fart the cabbage as it's fermenting. So it takes like 4 days, and you have to fart it periodically after a couple days to let the gas out. And then it's like, it lets out a smell that's terrible but good. And it kind of jizzes like tss, like a diet soda that you shake, or regular soda. I guess it doesn't have to be diet. They all do it. And that. Oh, that's getting juicy. She sure is, putt. So then we're going to put it in the mason jar, and that's about next. All right. And then, okay. We are here. Oh, this looks lovely. It's like a coleslaw without the coal. But actually, it is very coal. All right. So we're almost ready to stick it in the mason jar. And it's going to be amazing. We're going to have I'll show you, audience, what happens next. So I'm washing my hands. I'm going to put in the mason jar. And then we are going to, so I'm going to get a spoon to put it in the mason jar. Yes. Right. This is a metal spoon. I hope that's okay. And then, yes. Anyway, what were we talking about? I don't remember. So I don't know if this is considered canning or just pickling or just kimchiing. Like I said, I don't Google this stuff. I just follow instructions. And but this should be a very nice one. And then I'm going to show you what we do next is very fun. I'll just tell you. So what we're going to do next, so I'm just scooping it all in, right? Then what we're going to do next is we're going to take an apple with a little water, enough to make it blend. We're going to blend it in the Vitamix. And then we're going to put that in with this, and it creates a nice juice for the slurs. And you're going to love it. Well, this is a big one. This was a big cabbage, because sometimes you don't get enough cabbage to fill up the drawer. So you have to stick it in your vagina. What? No, you have to play with your pussy. Oh, no, I don't mean that either. No, you have to squeeze it. And that's the whole point. That's why we saved those other, the outer leaves, because what you do is you use the outer leaves to help. You want a lot of pressure being placed on the, on this, what do we call this? Not coleslaw. Sauerkrauts. You want it to have pressure. So you want to make it constantly in a state of squeeze. So what we do is, once we fill it up, we stick in leaves, and then sometimes I put like a glass in, like a clean glass, to just exert pressure on the sauerkraut between the lid and the substance. So, because we're not done yet, because we got to juice the apple and put the apple juice in order to, finish this little girl off. And then we might still have to use those things that I talked about earlier, the leaves. I think we will, because it's not totally full. I wish I could show you. I could post pictures, but that would be hard. And besides, John Werner gave me some beautiful album arts for the next couple of grums, so I don't want to use those because they're absolutely amazing. Oh, shit, I only have one battery light left, so let me stop and I'm going to continue in a second. Oh, it's on hold. Hold on. Holder. Okay, we're continuing now. I just stopped in case, because I don't want to... You know how sometimes the battery dies and then you lose your whole business? I don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm just rinsing, because we clean as we go. And then I'm going to do that hoodoo that you do. Because it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do wop, 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 uterus. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Do wop, do wop, do wop, do wop, do what now? Anyway. So, yeah, maybe I'll do a chat room on the yeastradio.com thing so people can laugh at me for being ridiculous and pathetic. But by the way, if you want to send me, somebody wanted to know if they can use the Cash App. Yes, you can use the Cash App with me. My cash tag is just $ bloated lesbian, so I would love that. If you want, in fact, a better way to do this is if you want to donate to just me and not the girls, then just do the cash tag, bloated lesbian on cash. If you want to donate to everyone, just send it to the PayPal, and then we'll split that with the girls, even though they're hardly ever on, but we'll give them a little bit of a grace period, I suppose, because who cares? Anyway, it ain't mean a thing. So, oh yeah, so now we have to do the blender, the Vitamix, and we're going to make some juice from ye old holder. This is the part I don't like because I'm always afraid I get too much juice, and I don't want to drink like apple juice because it's not really drinkable this way. Maybe I'll just take half the apple and juice it. Yeah, probably best. All right, so I'm going to do that. So I'm taking out just a whole apple, washing it again. As I mentioned, I do wash my fruit early. I'm going to cut it in first in half and then quarters. I guess I should have cut the seed thingy off first, the core, right? The core. Yeah. Because it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta ignore everything that's going on and just live your life, right? Just micro-present your shit. You know? Not everything has to be a disaster all the fucking time. You don't have to listen to the horrible COVID podcasts all the time, even though that's all you can get, right? You know? I've been reading Woody Allen's book, Apropos of Nothing, and he points out that it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. You know what I mean? Do up, do up. No, but I don't know if this is enough water. I want to use the minimal water because I don't want more water than necessary in this stuff or else the fart juice is going to be humongous. You know what I mean? Blending away. Now we need more water. I'm afraid. But so much good content for COVID season. I got to tell you, like the Metropolitan Opera broadcasts every night a new opera, and you can download it. Well, I don't want to say how, but it's fucking amazing. So, and also there's other houses that do it. I know that the Vienna Staatsopera does it too. So every day they post a new opera. Those are a little harder to deal with, but the ones from the Met are 720p and the ones from the Vienna are 1080p, ladies. And they also broadcast the Phantom of the Opera from the Royal Albert Hall, which was pretty good. I mean, it was so funny to watch Mary Steenburgen and whatever her name is. Goethe Flumquist. What's the lady's name? Sarah Brightman, Andrew Lloyd Webber's wife, I guess. She's just hilarious. She's so campy and amazing in that way. Let's just say I like her in an Instagram kind of way without being too rude. You know what I mean? So, there's that. Anyway, we're almost done. Just rinsing off some things. And then I'm going to put... So remember, we saved this leftover cabbage. So we do have enough room. So we're going to use the leftover cabbage and the little pieces of root or whatever that hard thing is. We're going to stick that in there with the tippy tope. And that's how we exert pressure on the rest of the holding stuff, the sauerkraut. And it'll keep a nice pressure on her. And I'll put the rest of it in, too. And that way, it makes it, I guess, mushier? I don't really know how it works. This is just the way I do it. And then I'm going to take the thing holder. And I'm going to put it on top of her. I don't know where she went. Let's see. Ah, there she is. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Do-wop, 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 do-wop. Do what now? Do-wop. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that sphincter. So I've got a red can in the fridge. I'm opening it because the lid for the one in the fridge is orange. And the thing is, for the cabbage, you have to leave it out. So you have to leave it out. So in order to make it look prettier and match the kitchen, I have to put the orange lid on. It's kind of weird. So now we're just going to leave it out for 4 days. And that's it. I guess that's all we have, audience. I guess that's the whole drum. We did it. I might cook something else later, audience. Eat my ass out. Bye.
Are we really happy with this lonely game we play? Looking for the right words to say. Searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade. Both afraid to say we're just too far away.
Debbie?
From being close together from the start.
You have a car?
We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way.
Can I suck on them?
We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes.
Oh, I love big lips, honey.
And no matter how hard I try to understand the reason why we carry on this way, we're lost in this masquerade.
Oh, excuse me. My name's Phil, honey. That's my cock, honey, my big one. That's... What do you look like? What's your name? You got panties on. You like to fuck them? You suck my balls. You want to get fucked tonight, honey?
We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play.
Yeah.
Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes. And no matter how hard I try,
sure,
to understand the reason why we carry on this way, we're lost in a masquerade. We're lost in a masquerade.
So you want to get together tonight?
And we're lost in a masquerade.
Why don't you suck all the way down your throat? What? phone, honey. I'm 6'2" and 220 pounds, and I got a big bulge between my leg. Don't you see that bulge off me? I'm 6'2" and